Thank you for calling the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message is a blessing to you today and in the days to come. The scripture readings for this week are from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and Isaiah chapter 43, verses 16 through 21. Hear now the word of God. From Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 16 through 21, "Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise." I thought one of my friends said it best in the early weeks of this spring stay-at-home order. Maybe this was the pause we all needed. It was a forced pause, as we had little choice in the matter. A quote I live by is from former First Lady Barbara Bush, who said, "You have two choices in life. You can like what you do, or you can dislike it. I have chosen to like it." Being the person who tries to find the silver linings, I chose to make the best of this forced pause. Don't get me wrong, there were some pity parties along the way, but I tried to see the positive. I particularly like this from the NIV version of today's reading. "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past things. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." This is indeed a new time. We want to hold on to our past ways, but God is doing a new thing. Some approach new things with trepidation, and others will dive in head first. New things can be scary, and I will be the first to admit I don't often deal well with change. So I often remind myself, as I look for that silver lining, different is not good. Different is not bad. Different is just different. God will lead us through this wilderness of scary, exciting, and downright different time. God is with us. The God who created the universe and holds the future will be with us. Let us pray. Creator God, this is indeed a new and different time. New things can be scary, and they can also be exciting. Walk with us as you are doing a new thing. You have been with us as we passed through new phases of life before, and we know you will be with us as we begin again. Amen.